Yes, I agree. What, to cookies? I don't do cookies! That's every time it comes up. Do you want us to track your website? You want to use these cookies?
I don't do cookies!
And then I do the splits and my legs crack.
Yeah. I've got no knickers on!
Wheels on fire, rolling down the road. Best notify my next of kin. This will surely explode.
This is Wheels on Fire, an absolutely fabulous podcast.
I'm Cooper, a super fan since season one.
I'm Leo. I've seen the early episodes hundreds of times, but I don't know the later ones quite so well.
And I'm Peter. I was a casual viewer over the years, but it's been great watching with fresh eyes and friends and getting fully immersed in the show's true genius.
So pour yourself a glass of champagne, sweetie, and join us as we revisit another fabulous episode. After the longest literal cliffhanger in podcast history, we're back and everything's gone a little bit off-piste.
It's a right melt out there, and Eddie's got a hands full and a house full.
Safi's in-laws-to-be are inbound on the jet, the snowbirds are nesting, and the goose flies at night.
Eddie's been brought back for a divine purpose, but she's too late to save that poor dolphin.
Will Safi's big day go without a hitch?
I think you're about to find out.
This is The Last Shout,
part two.
Finally.
Oh my god, we're back! Oh my god, we're back!
Did you love our intro music for this new episode provided to us by the one and only star of Canada's Drag Race, Tynomi Banks?
Yeah, wow. Fabulous. That was a bit different.
Friend of the pod and friend of us.
Hey everyone, this is your girl, Tynomi Banks.
Everyone knows me.
What a coup.
I know, she came to stay for a week and I was like, if you are going to stay here for a week, then you need to provide
work,
some
bitch.
Content.
So I know. Yeah.
You want to stay here? You better work, bitch.
You better work, bitch.
Oh, and Brittany's back.
Brittany's back.
Well, she's
with
kind
the
of
legend
back.
Elton John.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't get on board with Elton fucking John.
I can't not get on board
I'm
with
I'm a rocket man.
Fit all of that Elton stuff in because we don't have to talk about that again. But yeah, he's back. I think we've had enough Elton John.
Insert Elton slagging here.
I mean, Elton does come in the later seasons.
We've changed positions for recording this episode.
Yeah. It's weird. I have to look
Cooper's
at Leon.
He's on this high horse, literally.
The high ground witch.
He's on a higher plane.
Yeah, I am. Well, it's nice to be back, boys.
It's been a minute.
It's been a year, actually.
It's been a year since we recorded The Last Shout Part 1.
Yeah, we actually did get together a few months ago and we recorded...
This.
However, there were a few issues, technical issues, sound issues, and we
listeners,
said, do you know what?
Listeners.
Our listeners deserve better.
Listeners, come closer. It was shit.
The energy was bad. There was bad energy.
Peter had a cold and a hangover. I think I was hungover. It just wasn't the episode we wanted to deliver to you all.
And it was a morning episode.
So that episode is going to, along with Batgirl, it's going to go into the vault and we'll never see the light of day.
Yeah. Batgirl.
Actually, having said that, there were a few nuggets of hilarity in there and we may pepper them in throughout this episode. So if at any point the continuity seems a little bit weird, like we jump, that is why, because it came from the previous episode. But some of the bits in there were quite funny because Peter and I had just got back from a little debauched weekend in Paris. So we might have to include some of those tales of hijinks.
Yeah, thought I'd got away with it.
No.
Yeah, that was back in March.
You're going to spill all your beans, Peter.
Oh.
My God.
Okay, we're back.
Insert sound sample.
My God.
There's lots we've been up to for the year, so you can make it brief. Peter?
I've got loads.
Oh, shit. Okay, well.
Well, my highlight since the last time we were here was that I had a spiritual experience. Oh.
Welcome to heaven, darling.
What? You've had a spiritual experience?
In a football stadium.
Oh, God.
I love that
you know where
like,
this
what?
Is going.
Yeah.
Yes, because I saw Lady Gaga live.
The quick Mother Monster.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so good.
And you've been, to be fair, you've been waiting for that for a long time.
Okay, here's the stats. I've seen her live 7 times. I haven't seen her for 8 years.
God, really?
Yeah. There were false starts because I didn't get to see the Joanne tour because she had her fibromyalgia flaring up. I didn't get to see her.
what?
Fibromyalgia.
Oh.
Have you not watched 5'2", the documentary on Netflix?
She sounds like
Gaga?
Us. Like, once you get to this, ailments, we've
She's
got a group chat.
You.
So Peter, another friend, and I have got a group chat, which we've probably had it for like about 10 years getting on for. And it used to just be, you know, one to chat, say what we were up to, you know, maybe bitch people a little bit. And now it's literally just turned into this forum where we talk about our ailments and aches and pains and our medical procedures.
That sounds
Oh.
It's very odd.
Well, we could add Lady Gaga in because she had her fibromyalgia. Then I was supposed to see her with Tony Bennett at the Royal Albert Hall, but as we were turning... Oh, yeah, because we went with your mum.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
And as we were turning up to the hall, they were announcing that it was cancelled because Tony Bennett got
sick. She went out clubbing?
No, she went and did a fucking jazz performance at Ronnie Scott.
Such bullshit. I think that's out of order.
Can you not pop on the stage where everyone had been to pay to see your show?
Yeah.
And then Bitch. I would have seen her at Coachella doing a surprise set a couple of years ago.
Yeah, when we went.
COVID-19, you might have heard of it.
Know more about that.
And yeah, so there was lots of false starts. So, and then this tour obviously got cancelled. This was supposed to be in 2020 and then it got cancelled.
And then weren't you meant to be in Paris to see her as well?
Well, I originally got a ticket to see the Chromatica Ball in Paris because I didn't get London, but then she announced a new date, an extra date in London. I was able to get London.
So I
got the Paris one refunded. That's why we went on our Paris trip, because I had to use the Eurostar tickets and the hotel that I'd already booked. It all comes full circle.
Yeah, the trip to Paris was so cute, though. Yeah.
Without me, even though you had freaking Eurostar points. Oh, yeah. Took me for free.
I said to Cooper, in this economy, only one of us can go. You need to stay at home. I'm going to go home with pizza. I keep calling you that. And then once I was on the train with Peter, I was like, oh, actually, I've got enough Eurostar points to have got us all free tickets in first class.
Yeah.
Never mind, mate.
What else is going on?
Oh, I feel like I've said one, but will I say another one?
No, say, it's been a year. It's been a minute.
Oh, yeah, it has been.
It's not been a minute. It's been a year.
In a minute, I'm a needy, sentimental man and woman, depart me.
What else is going on?
Oh, my God, my sister taught my niece that whole thing. Oh. Two shots in my cup. She's doing all this. But when she does it, like, she has a problem lifting her
leg. Yeah, I can imagine.
She's not doing
Oh, my God, she's hilarious. I mean, she's not far off. She's not doing it, but I was back home for 5 days, and every day I saw Matilda, she had to show me how good she was at the splits.
I'm doing the splits. I've got no knickers on.
Exactly what she's like.
Yeah, I'm doing the splits.
If I'm talking a little bit funny, it's because I'm doing Invisalign.
Oh, have you got them in?
Oh, you got them
I've got
Show
them
us
in.
Your teeth.
Can you see a little bumpy bit?
A little bit, yeah. Can see it, yeah.
Oh.
This is my approaching 40 life crisis.
Oh, fucking hell, no.
I'm 39. Elisa Scott Lee. They banged her in full braces.
Sorry?
38 or something,
wouldn't she? Is that nightclub full braces?
Yeah.
Did you do
Elisa Scott Lee in full braces?
They banged her in full
they
braces.
They all did. Especially that.
Oh, they've all done it.
They've all done Elisa Scott Lee.
Not Lee.
Although
I did have full braces when I was a teenager.
What happened then?
The dog ate my retainer and my mum wouldn't buy me a new one.
That woman's got a lot to answer for.
What else is new? Oh my God, and related to this episode in which we are treated to Safi's wedding, how many weddings have you been to this summer, Peter? Because I'll tell you how many we've been to. Zero, because we haven't been invited to any, but also I don't like attending weddings.
Everyone knows you don't like weddings, so you don't get invited.
Well, good.
I've only been to like two this summer. I've been to four this year.
Wow.
That's quite a lot.
It's a lot. I can tell you it's a lot.
Why are so many people always getting married?
Well, it's because this is the first full year since COVID.
Oh,
so
fair.
I feel like this is 3 years worth of red weddings pushed into 1 year.
Yeah. You just said 3 years worth of red weddings.
red weddings.
I hope not.
Wedding, darling. Yeah.
What about me? What have I been up to?
What have you been up to?
I've ventured into the world of interior design by accident.
Oh, you are good at that.
Yeah. Well, people have asked me to do interior design for them. So that's quite interesting.
Oh, weird, because your house looks like shit.
It so doesn't. Yeah. Oh, my visor.
Sussex Down House to see all.
Yeah, oh, talking of, and you've launched a new website.
Yeah, I'm doing art prints as well. So being
arty
busy.
Poverous.
Yeah, busy. Busy girl.
Call me Pavel.
This is arty poverous.
So it's been hell of a year that. Hell of a year.
Hell of a year.
Really busy. Hell of a year.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Ready for part two of The Last Shout.
Mm.
It's overdue. We're ready.
What show? Oh, sorry, I've forgotten everything. Who's Eddie?
Absolutely scrumptious.
We're
doing this all over again just for you because we thought you deserved a good one. So let's make it a good one. Let's go and get some champagne.
Should we do champagne now?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Right, we're back. Cheers.
Woo! Woo.
Right. Clink.
Let's get on with it. We're going to be here all night.
We open Last Shout Part 2 with the Previously On to give us a little recap.
Yeah, a little flashback. Previously on Absolutely Fabulous.
That's been a year.
So we know that Safi's got engaged, Marshall's with the Scientologist, Gran's getting visitors, and Daddy has a near-death experience.
A literal cliffhanger. Okay, first thing I want to query in this episode, Eddie and Patsy pull up in the car and get dropped off at home. Eddie got rid of her big car and she's now being chauffeur-driven in a Jeep. Uh-huh. A green Jeep.
unusual choice. Yeah,
and it looks really dated, even though it's not.
Yeah,
like here, it's, like,
it's the '90s. That's probably
brand new,
fresh off the line in the '90s.
Strange car for it to be chauffeured around in.
Maybe it's just a car from the airport, though. Yeah.
And look at a gorgeous, great big house and those bloody Winnebagos pulled up outside. And noting there are two. So do Mac and Millie each have their own Winnebago?
Yeah, because they're not together.
Oh, they're not a couple.
No, they're not a couple.
Are they not?
No.
No, you want to be free like us.
No, they're just mates.
How did we know that?
I always got that vibe that they weren't
weird.
A couple.
I just assumed they were together.
Oh.
But I mean, the fact that they have their own separate Winnebagos.
Yeah, but isn't that like how old people always just have their own separate bedrooms?
My grandparents did.
Maybe. They're married, but they have separate bedrooms.
Maybe he's just her queer friend and they just have a lovely time.
I don't know, because he's like,
if the wig is rocking, don't come knocking.
This wig's a rocking, don't come knocking.
Yeah, because he's got lads around.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
young lads.
Okay.
Yeah. Gays have sex too, Cooper.
They do. Yeah.
If people didn't know it already. I used to love an older man when I was younger. Not like a singular particular one.
Right.
Yeah. I used to love an older man.
You had a penchant for the older gentleman.
Any older gentleman. Maybe not quite Max age.
Yeah.
I hope you didn't think I was some sort of dirty old man.
Yeah. The one thing that I notice here, the one that slaps me across the face here is, in this day and age, if they were rinsing your electricity... Absolutely not.
Jesus. When I was a kid and we grew up, we lived in a flat, like a council flat, and my mum used to let the woman across the landing run an extension cable into our flat because she couldn't pay her electric, so she got switched off. So she let us use our electric. And my mum was just like a single woman with two kids. She's like, yeah, use my electric.
But that's your mum.
Yeah.
Your mum's
give.
Her heart's too big for her bank balance.
Yeah.
That stupid bloody woman!
So... something's definitely awry here. I mean, Eddie does a really, like, lacklustre fall out of the car. It's not her best.
And Patsy's, like, checked out. She's just, like, completely spaced
strange.
Out here.
Yeah, because Patsy's probably had to listen to Eddie go on all the way home about how she's the second coming and she's had this divine experience.
Yeah.
I was brought back from the abyss by God.
Stop it!
Because Eddie saw God on the mountaintop in the form of Marianne Faithful.
That's it. Thank you. Poor Patsy, bless her, she was left up that ski lift for God knows how long.
Oh.
And you know how they just stood there, like Patsy's holding this sad little bag? Do you reckon they were hand luggage only? They can't have been. They must have taken cases and had loads
of
luggage.
The cases will be in the back. He's going to get them out.
He'll bring them in later.
Yeah, he'll bring them in later.
What's in her bag then? Just a duty free. Fags.
fags
and a couple of little bottles.
Cheap French fags. Gitan.
Gitan, cigarettes and some Coke.
No, the Coke's up her sneers.
Oh, that's right.
I'll just get my thumb to it.
They look like they've got the hump with each other when they get out of the car.
Yeah, see, when I was watching it yesterday as a recap, I thought, oh, because they fell out and had that big fight. But I think you're right. I think it's because Patsy's had to listen to her be like affected all the way home.
Yeah, because they made up after the fight.
She's a bit scared. Maybe she's like, there's something.
Saying, what
a little
if Eddie
bit,
is yeah, the what second fuck, coming?
Yeah, what if? Maybe I should start to behave.
Yeah, look at this picture. It looks like Zombieland.
Yeah.
Patsy's just stood there with her sort of knees knocking. A sad little white bag.
I could see your mum in that outfit.
I've seen his mum in that outfit.
My mum does like an all-in-one.
She does. Yeah, that's definitely. That's your mum and the hat.
Oh my God.
It's your mum.
She likes a strong look.
It is
your
my mum. I look in boots.
Yes! In boots.
Oh my God.
I think the tucked in boots were the thing that struck me first.
This is my mum.
Let me get a photo of that and just send her it. Say, Debs, is this you? Patsy's body double.
Yeah.
And they've been in those outfits for a while. Because
they were the outfits they were wearing for skiing and they've worn them all the way. Their fannies must be right for Azzy.
That's gross.
Their fannies must be what?
Frowsy. Yeah,
Define frowsy.
Like, you know, like that musty smell of like, you know, people who don't open their, you know, if you go in someone's house, they don't open their windows or like in
like
someone's...
like an old people's home.
Kind of, but more like people who are a bit soapy. They've sweating clothes and they've hung them back up in the wardrobe. They don't wash them.
Back home, we would call that fusty.
A bit fusty.
It's a little bit fusty. Just not fresh.
No.
Right. Like if you haven't opened your windows for a few days and things are a little bit... Yeah. Like if you don't change your bed sheets for a long time, you get in them and you're like, oh, it's a bit fusty.
Didn't your friend Marty never change his bed sheet?
He never had bed sheets on, to be fair. Oh, wow. Yeah, sleep on the mattress. No, but like frowsy would be, you know, if you would go around a friend's house and then you'd come home and your clothes smell of their house and you'd only been around there.
That damp, when they had damp in the walls.
Eddie can see all the wires from the Winnebagos into her house and she's like, what the fuck's going on?
The reaction's a bit weird. I feel like if she hadn't had a near-death experience, she would just be in that caravan just going, who the fuck are you, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But she's just a bit puzzled and she's just a bit spaced out at the minute.
Yeah.
She's just like, I don't know what, I don't know what's going on, but I don't really know how to react to this either, because I am the second coming of Christ.
Even though she can hear the red Robin comes along. Get used to that song, because you're going to hear it all the way through.
The way Eddie falls up the steps reminds me of a very particular someone. See if you can guess who I'm thinking of. Blobby.
Oh, it's totally Mr. Blobby.
And then the music kicks in and Patsy still just stood there looking like my mum.
You know the film Scary Movie where she stood there, the car runs her over and she just goes flying. Yeah, yeah, you're waiting for that to happen.
Definitely looks like a bus is about to
head. Yeah, then she just gets killed, like Final Destination style or something like that. But yeah.
I can feel a meme coming on.
Oh my God, you're going to make it.
Yeah.
Your memes have gotten wild. Their production value has been great.
I think a lot of them people just don't get though. I think a lot of them go for people's heads. I made a meme on the Wheels on Fire podcast Instagram page, which is at Wheels on Fire Pod, which put Patsy in the Basic Instinct interview scene. And I'm sorry, but it's a masterpiece. Mm. And it didn't get the likes it deserved. Oh, the Blade Runner one.
The Blade Runner one's so good.
I don't think a lot of AdFab fans appreciated Blade Runner.
I don't think they know Blade Runner.
They're still there if people want to go and check them out. Give them a like.
And the Thelma and Louise. Oh. So give them a watch.
Yeah.
Give them all a watch. AdFab at the movies.
Reshare. This wheel's
on fire. Is this the same theme tune that we had in part one, or is this different?
Yes, sung by Marianne Faithfull and P.P. Arnold.
Okay.
Again.
Yeah.
But, you know, I might just replace it with the Ty Naomi Banks version.
I feel like the Ty Naomi Banks is like the standard now.
Yeah, it's giving me more soul.
Wheels on fire.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, the runs. Copyrighted. Oh, the runs.
Oh, yeah.
And we don't have to worry about copyright.
As much as we want.
As if we've ever worried about that in this part.
I was about to say, how long have we been going and how much have we worried about copyright? No. Remember the discussions we used to have at the beginning? We're like, and we contacted the BBC.
And they were like, do you know what they said to us?
They told us.
Say this, it was like a pound per
second.
Something like that.
No, it's not pound a second.
It was like you needed to pay us rights for every clip you used.
They told us, they wanted us to tell them exactly every clip we used, and then they were going to give us a price. We were like, okay, yeah, we're probably just not going
to
do it.
Do you know what? We'll get back to you. I don't think we're going to do the pod now.
Because, I mean, it is like music report. I work with music reporting and work, and we do have to like send the music societies everything that we broadcast. And then the producers all have to fill in the music cues for every piece of music that's being used. And then the music societies work out how much they're owed from all their... Yeah. So it is a thing. Can you imagine?
If they ever come to us and do that, we'll just upload all the episodes on YouTube and then leave them.
Yeah.
We can't be affording that. We've got no sponsors.
We're not making money from this tacky little show.
No. This is a passion project.
The Sydney Gaze is our passion project.
And we do it because we love AdFab and we love our listeners.
That's right.
Exactly.
It's been 3 days. How long are you going to keep this up?
Gorgeous headboard, if you like 80s glass.
There's too much glass in that bedroom.
Can you imagine if you banged your head on that and it smashed?
Yeah.
That's anxious.
Look at the bedside cabinets made of glass with sharp
corners.
Everything's
glass.
Right next to the bed. If you leant over in the night, you'd smack your face.
Or just some like a little bit of aggressive sex getting thrown about that bed.
Yeah, there's a lot of
glass. Slit your throat accidentally in the corner of your bedside cabinet.
Talking of Basic Instinct, can you imagine that? That could be the scene. Put your head right through that
glass.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
And also, you can't hide anything on those glass shelves. Everything's on show.
Yeah.
There's no way of hiding.
It's more like a display cabinet than bedside shelves. It's not crap everywhere.
It's not even a practical bedroom.
No. Even the lampshades are glass, I think. Everything's glass.
And there's something about putting her bed in the middle of the bedroom, which I find a bit fierce.
It's the way... I love a bed in the middle of the bedroom. We went to...
It's chic.
It's really chic. It makes it like a hotel suite. We went to a CrossFit friend's house for drinks the other day, and she laid on a lovely spread, a little nibbly lunch. Oh, she had some great nibbles there. Mm. In fact, some of those nibbles we might hear about later on in this episode.
She did not have those.
Keep your ears peeled for later in the episode for the best nibbles going. Anyway, and she had her bed in the middle of the bedroom, and it looked fierce.
Oh, that
like
view
this.
She had.
Safi been in. She been in today.
But the way Eddie, so she's laid on the bed like in a Christ-like pose.
With filthy socks.
Oh
my God.
How dirty is Eddie's floor? Disgusting. Look how dirty they are.
Do you think those socks were intentionally dirty, or do you think someone just missed?
They've got to be the socks she's had on.
She's had them on, yeah. And she there's sort of, some sort of religious significance.
See,
to
maybe,
those socks.
Or maybe do you think maybe she doesn't want to change her underwear or something, or socks or underwear, because that was the underwear that she had her near death experience.
Frowsy.
We've gone from frowsy to fucking rank.
Yeah, those feet are rancid.
Oh gosh, a bit rank in it.
Can't believe those dirty socks.
They're really disgustingly dirty.
It's almost a joke dirty, because there's a little tights, aren't toe they? Mark for each toe.
I've never
and
noticed
a foot
them.
Pad. Oh, do you reckon they were Jen's own?
Welcome
who knows?
To the Jen
they're
zone.
Disgusting.
You are now entering the Gen Z zone.
No thanks.
The Gen Z zone where you can't make any jokes. And look, those boob implants are on the table.
No, oh, yeah. They're just pebble speakers.
No, but
look, they're shiny.
Yeah,
they look like boob implants.
They're just, that's an ornament.
Smart speakers.
Smart speaker, look, see.
What's that? Is that the alarm
clock? That's a Bang & Olufsen.
That's an alarm clock.
It's Bang & Olufsen, and that was there was a CD thing on the top. It was really expensive, really posh. Good sound, posh. It looks really rass now.
Throw me that lipstick, darling. I want to redo my stigmata.
So Eddie wants people, Safi, to think she's the second coming. She's had this experience. So she's applying lipstick to present stigmata on her hands and face and, you know, have her lips done. Have you ever tried to present this kind of fakery that you were something special when you weren't?
No, not fake. about this presentation.
Do you remember the film Splash with Daryl Hannah, which turned into a mermaid? I remember once, like, I was so obsessed with that film when I was only little. I, like, took the table salt into the bathroom and filled the bath with the whole salt, and then told my mum how my legs had turned into a mermaid tail when I was in there. She was like, all right.
Sorry, hold on. No, stop. I don't understand the two things.
Oh, because in the film, she puts salt in the bath, so salt water, and then when her legs go in the salt water, her legs turn into a mermaid.
Oh, right.
And so I was like, mum, guess what happened when I went in the bath? She was like, oh, yeah, right.
So you had, but why could you not have just told her that without putting the salt in the bath?
No, because I think I lived the, you know, I was method. I lived the performance.
Fine.
Quite the imagination you had as a child.
I did, you know.
Is that where you got your shell interest from as well?
Yeah, my, what is it, shell fancier? Yeah. No, shell enthusiast. Yeah.
It's not a fad, darling. It's not like crystals.
The way that Eddie puts on this makeup gives very much my niece vibes. This is what my niece looks like when she steals my sister's makeup.
Stigmata on her head.
She thinks she's the second coming. Lord of God. But yeah, she often, like, anytime Anne sends us pictures of her with makeup, it's just like lipstick up to her nose.
Goodness, don't you look the part.
Very that energy.
You should try it. You should get involved.
Yeah, I've often wondered whether I should start wearing makeup.
Yeah.
Just...
Oh, really?
Well, no,
I don't think you can with a beard, because there'd be an obvious line.
Danny beard.
Well, yeah, but that's like a drag proper drag makeup.
No, but yeah, what? Peter, no, not, I mean, not really, but I've often just been like, you know when you're sitting in at night and you're just like, oh, I could go and do a little makeup tutorial and just put some makeup on.
Oh my God,
on.
So you know, so tomorrow night, Cooper is...
I would so watch that if you started doing makeup tutorials.
No,
online.
I'm not going to make them. I mean, just pop one on and follow along.
Oh,
with
I thought you were going to start doing makeup tutorials.
Hi, I'm Peter, and welcome to my channel.
Welcome back to my channel.
I've never touched makeup before in my life, but here's how to put on.
You can get 10% off MAC using my card.
You should just do the channel, like, from someone who's never done it before, and just, this is what I think I should do.
Yeah, I'm sure. So while the thing, everything's been done.
While Cooper's at Above and Beyond tomorrow, and Peter, you and I are just hanging out around having a kiki, should we do
makeup on?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to get guys around. How disappointing.
No, we'll do that. We'll get makeup on. Oh my God, we'll get makeup on and get guys around and pretend we're girls.
Tuck your dicks between your legs.
Two sassy, lonely, single sisters.
Do you have any, like, really ropey, like, synthetic wigs that we could just, like, plop
yeah,
on?
Yeah, we used it in the AdFab skit.
Okay, good,
oh God, I'm tweaking my nipples.
Oh my God, Leon. Oh my God, he's got his dick out.
Sex, Eddie.
Leon's literally tweaking his nipples talking about it.
I didn't realise I was doing it. Okay,
you've gotten into that, though.
What will our names be? Oh, my name will be Madeline with two D's and a Y.
Case closed.
No, we're not big. What?
True icon.
And Peter can be Cherish with a Y.
My name is Cherish with a Y.
So you both got Ys in places you wouldn't know where they would be or think.
Mm-hmm. We've got plenty of things in place. Yeah. Those lads won't know what's hit them.
Oh, yeah.
Woo. God, this champagne's pretty strong, isn't it?
Well, it's cheap.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't know. My glass is empty.
Okay,
oh,
top
up. Fill me up in a minute.
I don't do cookies.
So we're in the kitchen and we've got Mac and Millie Gran in a tracksuit and Saf is just like trying to deal with these old snowbirds.
Gran, you let her call you Gran.
And Millie,
played boy.
Dora Bryan. Really loads of things. She was around from
journeyman.
She was like a British actress from like when she was, I don't know, a kid in Last of the Summer Wine.
Oh.
Played a similar old lady. Oh, and she played an old lady similar to Millie in Dinner Ladies.
That's right.
Where she wore a tracksuit.
Oh, that's right.
She was one of them's mum, one of the older, Jean's mum.
So she was typecast.
No, well, yeah, but she wasn't American in that.
All right.
And so her t-shirt says, I don't do cookies. Does Gran say, don't call me baby? What does... I can't really...
No, Gran says, I'm spending my kids' inheritance.
No, but that's not the one she's got on now. That's later.
Oh.
She's got one on now. And it's something about baby, but I can't really read it. I've got a question. If you were an old person and you had one of those t-shirts, what would it say?
Oh, don't switch me off.
I do not consent to DNR.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Or, like, just give me drugs. Give me drugs.
Give me drugs is
give
a good
drugs.
One.
Give me drugs.
Mine would say, sit on grandpa's lap.
Do a cartwheel for your granddad. That's quite long.
Do a handstand for your granddad. Come on, darling.
I hope you didn't think I was some sort of dirty old man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you like that, darling.
I think mine would be never too old for a toy boy.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't life exciting? Give me a five.
I don't babysit. I bet you that's right.
Because
the don't's in the middle. I don't babysit.
That's what it says. And what's the back of Millie say?
Oh, God.
Does Gran's hat say Virgin?
It says Vikings. It's a American
Virgin.
I love how like they're fully just these teen kids out to have fun. And Saf is stood there like some old Mrs. Grundy. Saf, pull it together, girl.
I don't like being around young ones too long.
We might see the back of her t-shirt now.
Pause.
I hate kids.
Yes! Millie's t-shirt on the back says, I hate kids. Brilliant.
Yeah.
A woman after our own heart.
Yeah.
You know what? Can't be around young ones too long. I get itchy.
That is something I think we say.
We say it all the time now.
All the time.
When we're in a place and we're like, you know what? We've done enough here. We'll look at each other. Me and Cooper are like, come on, let's out of here.
I can't be around Gen Z too long.
I can't be around straight people too long.
There we go. Or kids.
Many, many years.
I wonder what Gran says on the back. They've covered it with a jacket. It's probably too offensive.
Yeah.
Look at her though.
Gran says, I fucked your granddad.
If the rig is rocking.
Yeah, and I think it's confirmed he's not a gay because the implication, he's like, come on, let's go, ladies. And if the thing he's a rocking, then so he's
he's not gay.
Are they going to have a threesome?
Oh, God.
Maybe.
Probably. Do you know what? Because Mac and Millie are probably like, I reckon they're just like friends. They're not a couple, but they probably swing together. Mm. So they probably go on like, you know,
Caravan club.
Oh, well, it's like Nomad Land. Because it says that they just like follow the snow. They're in their camper van.
Yeah.
Like Nomad. Have you ever watched Nomad Land?
No.
Because that's what the nomads do. They just sort of travel around.
No, I reckon.
Like hippy dippy.
I reckon Mac and Millie go on fabswingers.com. They're like MF looking for. Probably they're looking for another female, which is why they've picked up Gran.
Or a couple.
Or a couple to play with. They probably go to those, you know, those motels on the motorway, like that one we always drive past when we go to your mum's.
It always makes me itchy going past that.
Yeah, go get itchy. I can't be around swingers too long. And I bet they're going to go in there and, I bet Mac's going to be like, you know, you girls start and I'll just watch and get myself going for a minute. Yeah. Popping his Viagra and he has a heart attack. Wires himself up to the electrics, give himself a little boost. And Gran's like, I'm not really sure about this, and Millie's really full on. Like, come on, honey.
I mean, Leon, you're really turning me on.
Don't be a square, man.
My nipples are getting hard.
Yeah.
Oh, God, this is so sexy, this talk.
You're doing great, girl, you know. Yeah, keep it up, honey.
Saima Begum's back again.
Oh, yeah, here she is from under the table.
Just me, Paul. How you doing?
She's back in the UK.
Bo Begum.
Bo Begum.
Hi.
She's back in the UK.
I love her so much.
So, when Mac and Millie go skipping out of the landing with Gran, and Eddie is on the landing and does this like, oh, you know, bloody hell, look.
It's like a Vita.
Is she projecting what the bloody hell is going on? Or is she projecting, why is no one paying attention to me? I'm the second coming.
I would say
second.
I would say both can be true.
Yeah.
But I would say more so why is no one paying attention? Like, why is all this happening downstairs? All this is going on, and I'm here, like, literally, the second coming, and no one's paying attention.
Mm. Not the blindest bit of notice. So, look, she's there on her balcony with her arms outstretched, mm-hmm. like Moses upon the mount.
Mm-hmm.
And God told me, darling, that I was saved.
I love the way Sav goes up the stairs and Eddie legs it back to get like in bed. It's like when you were a kid.
Yeah, you know, exactly, when you were a kid.
And you're pretending to be sick. Yes. And you're like laying in your bed, but then you sort of crept out.
Your mum's coming up and you leg it to the bed.
Get back in bed, you're like, oh.
The veil of mist is slowly clearing now and I can see your little face.
Can I just say, Saf's face is pretty beat in this episode.
Yeah.
Do you think she had a wedding makeup rehearsal just before this?
Or she's had her wedding makeup done ready for the wedding.
Oh, do you reckon?
Maybe, yeah. It's cheaper to get it a week before.
Or she gets her makeup done because that's what he's told her to do. He's like, you need to put makeup on.
Put some makeup on.
I can't look at this.
Have some self-respect.
When I first saw this face, I thought, my God, why is she hiding all that?
Eddie's makeup is psycho and she looks like, oh, talking of a divine experience, she looks like the divine David.
I like to go for a full lip. It looks generous. And people are very attractive to thick lips.
You know that makeup tutorial?
Yeah, she does.
There's a makeup tutorial from like 2007 on YouTube of the Divine David, David Hoyle, brilliant artist and comedian, and does this crazy makeup tutorial, and that's what it looks like.
That's lovely.
If Eddie had done that nowadays, she would have had a live, she would have had a streaming of that event.
Yeah.
She would have had it on the GoPro. She would have had it on the drone as well, I should imagine.
Yeah.
I don't think Safi believing that her mum was close to the edge of a cliff is the problem. She just doesn't believe that she saw God.
Right.
I think she finds
it... I mean, no drone's going to tell you that.
Exactly. I think she finds it a bit blasphemous that Eddie says that she saw God and they talked about shopping mostly. This is where Safi draws the line, I think.
You are not Jesus Christ. You are not important.
I mean, if that happened to you, who would you like to see on the other side?
Who would be your God, you mean?
Yeah.
I definitely would say Lady Gaga, but I feel like that's too obvious. I'm trying to think of something more clever. But I'm trying to think of, it'd be someone that I love unconditionally, and that would be Lady Gaga. So I think she would definitely be my God.
I don't really feel like I'm just not one of those people that worships any one person, mm-hmm. and certainly not for like their whole career. I'll like someone for a few years, and then I will go off them, and then I like someone else, and then I like someone else. There's no one that I've just Same. Always obsessed with. Oh my God.
Don't say Lara Croft.
Oh, your God.
It would exactly. be She-Ra.
Oh, I want that! Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, She-Ra, She-Ra.
Fabulous secrets were revealed to me.
Okay, so Safi is having... She's extra here. This is a full breakdown.
Tantrum.
I don't want to talk to you! I don't want to look at you, you sad old sack of horrible bones!
Is a panty attack.
I don't even feel like this is a panty attack or a tantrum. I feel like this is mental illness. Is this like the start of Saf really descending into this hole? Because like after this, she... recedes into this character of an old lady in the later seasons. If you think about what Saf becomes,
but also mentally ill.
Is this the start of, has Eddie just broken her and she's
she's definitely broken right here. This is a moment.
I wish you had died. I wish you were dead. I hate you.
Yeah, and it's really mean though what she says to her.
Yeah,
what, to Eddie.
To Eddie, says she wishes she had died. Can you imagine saying that to your mum?
I wished you had died.
You horrible sack of old bones.
Like, I know it's your wedding and your mum's trying to make today all about her, but.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a real emotional outpouring. It's up there along with, this is not how it's going to be.
Yeah.
But where that was angry, this is just like broken.
This is a properly like from the depths.
Yeah.
And all because of a wedding. Get over it.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think usually usually I could be on board with Saf's trauma and be like, oh, I feel bad for Saf. But because it's at the root of a wedding, I'm so not a wedding person.
No, but I think it's because deep down, Saf knows that this isn't right and he doesn't treat her right and he's not nice.
Ah.
And so she's getting, so there's
she's
the wedding.
Projecting.
There's the wedding, on top. But on top of that, she's also stressed out about the fact that she knows, she knows in her soul, she knows she's making a mistake because he's being a dick.
I'm not sure. I feel like
that's what that is what it is though.
Yeah.
Her purpose is to make
to save
sure
Safi.
I'm on about Safi. I think she's up for it because later on we'll see with Sarah.
No,
she's
wants
well excited.
Yeah, no, she wants the marriage and she wants it to happen, but she sort of knows that he's not nice to her.
No.
And that's while she wants to be married, she's like, God, if only he wasn't a monster.
She can't walk away from it. She needs Eddie to do that for her.
Oh, I'm getting married.
No, I'm going to help you, darling, now.
And when Eddie, like, hugs her, you know, she does the thing of, you know, I don't know how to react, cause I don't know how to show emotion. But, like, when she does eventually hug her, she's like properly shocked. Like, her daughter's just told her she wished she was dead.
Yeah.
I feel like she's like, fuck, I've taken this a bit too far.
Heal. Is this the first time we've seen them hug?
No.
Squish, squish, darling.
Squish, darling.
That was just a second hug of the
many hugs.
Many hugs.
Not money hugs.
Oh, all right.
Many hugs.
What's that from?
Many
money
nobody. It's money nobody. Many nobody.
Oh, God. What's that from? Our fucking podcast.
Yeah.
Keep up, Peter.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, I don't listen to this.
Darling, can I just ask you really gently one little question? Where's my dolphin, darling?
He's dead.
I mean, another revelation. The dolphin's dead.
I mean, it was never going to survive. It was kept in her bathroom.
I know, right? Well, at least they can serve it at the wedding.
Oh.
Speaking of dolphin canapes, how about we have a little word from our new sponsor?
Even the most glamorous hostess needs a little helping hand to make the party go with a swing without costing the earth.
Whether you're entertaining the rich and powerful at the Champagne Challenge at Cowes, or you're looking for a nibble to complement the kettle crisps and Bombay mix at your nasty little happening, impress your guests with Empress Faridi Bar's Hooga Beluga vegan-style caviar.
Perfect dolloped on a blini or smeared across a tiny pancake, you'll be the talk of the Bollinger American Express Venice Opera Celebrity Polo Cup when you serve Empress Faridi Bar's Hooga Beluga vegan-style caviar.
Available in three mouth-watering flavours, summer truffle and honey, wild boar and pheasant, cheese and onion. Use code WHEELS on your first order and receive a limited edition caviar spoon tote charm. Only available at faridibarfoods.com.
Always raising the Faridi Bar.
It's pure munch.
If the BBC were to be planning a big hullabaloo for the 30th anniversary, then they know where to come.
That's right!
30th anniversary of AbFab coming up in November 2022. Mm-hmm. We may have a little something up our sleeve.
We may have something up our sleeves, but does Jennifer have anything up her sleeve?
They'll put Mirrorball on iPlayer. That'll be it.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That'll be all we're getting.
Oh, should we do Mirrorball? Special app?
Maybe.
I mean, I've heard of Mirrorball. I don't know what it is.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Right now.
There you go.
Okay. Cancel this one. Stop.
You've got yourselves an exclusive.
There you go, sweeties.
There you go.
This is the vulture. Oh, we're not talking to her.
So, we're in the kitchen. Mac, Millie and Gran come back in. Gran has changed her t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And Mac's changed his wig. Look, he's taking his
hat
off.
Yeah. The wig's been changed. Yeah. The what do they call that? 10,000 gallon hat. What do they call those things?
10 gallon hat?
Something like 10, that, yeah. 10,000.
Quite a heavy hat.
But I do like the t-shirt that she's got.
Which says,
I'm spending my kids' inheritance.
Good on her.
Yeah. Spend it or give it to me. Don't give it to me when you've gone because you won't see me enjoy it. Yeah.
Give it to me now. Give it to me now.
Give it to me now.
Give it me now.
My parents spent mine a long time ago.
Yeah, same.
Mac, is that Mac?
Yeah.
What's his name? He's come down with a bucket. What's the bucket for?
To empty the loo and fill up some fresh water or something.
Oh, so gross. He's emptying the porta loo into
probably,
the sink.
Probably. Or is he filling it up or emptying it? I don't know. I didn't pay attention to what he does. But he's just replenishing something.
Oh. Either way, that's nasty.
Mm-hmm.
We're not older. We're just better.
God, that's going to be me. So I'm moving beyond now being able to say, I'm 39. Although Patsy did say it way beyond 39, but after that's what I'm going to be saying. We're not older, we're just better.
And Millie's just helped herself to a bottle of champagne.
Millie don't give a fuck. Millie DGAF.
Yes. What's Gran on about? I'm packing mace.
It's like a spray. It's like, you know, like...
Oh, to get rid of rapists.
Yeah.
Okay. Watch me, mama. I'm packing mace. These are all very drag race entrances from drag race lines. Like, you can imagine these queens coming in and doing this, like, I'm that older, I'm better.
They're like drag race queens.
I'm spending my kids' inheritance.
Yeah, like the older sort of Kasha Davis style queen. She walks in, oh, who's this? Oh my God, who's she?
Don't you mess with mother. I'm packing mace.
I'm not older, I'm just better. Mm-hmm. Ooh!
Grand sport.
Yeah, like, sorry. In a tracksuit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Grand sport. Yeah.
Very much Drag Race, golden oldies.
Oh, y'all wanted a twist, eh?
So, Millie's like, we don't want to talk to the young ones, we only talk to the old ones while she's doing her stretches. Patsy comes down the stairs without a beat.
No, we only talk to the old ones. Hi, honey, do you want to join us?
Hey, sis! Want to join us? It's straight onto it. I love it. It's so funny.
Hello?
The goose flies at night.
Bo phones someone. What do we think the difference is between doing beingness and being doingness?
Are these Scientologists?
So I don't know if they're official Scientology terms, but I think we have to assume that he's in Scientology. He's like learning. He's doing classes. But what, and Bo says, are you being doingness or doing beingness?
I think if you're doing beingness is very, there's not much movement. It's very in the mind. You're just doing the being. You're existing.
Meditation. It's a bit meditative.
It's what you are. Mm-hmm. Whereas when you're being doingness, it's very physical. You're out there. It's activity. It's movement.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought it was. Yeah.
I think that's
pretty literal, I guess.
Okay. That's dead boring. But he says he's not. He's having.
He's having.
So
he's having it up.
Yeah.
I'm Doris Day.
I am Sid Sharif.
It bugs me a little bit how Mac looks to the audience for like cheers. I don't know if that's because he is a stage actor or what, but when he's like, I'm Sid Sharif, he like looks at the audience.
He's hammy, isn't he?
He's very hammy, yeah.
She's cabaret, darling.
She said, why can't they just be like elephants, old elephants that just walk away and die?
Like some old bones.
Yeah.
Like God,
the elephants are going to die.
But she's projecting because Safi said that she's just a bag of an old, sad old bones.
So that's stayed with Eddie.
No, I'm doing the splits.
Oh, I'm doing the splits.
Oh, I've got no knickers on. Crunch.
When Millie's crunches, she does the splits and you hear her bones crack.
It's quite a like thick crunch.
Oh, she's not had enough bone either.
Yeah.
Everybody just get out!
Do you know what though? Safi, someone's just broken their fanny down there, like doing the splits, and she has no sympathy.
An old person has just fallen.
Yeah. She's hurt herself.
Yeah, and Safi's like, get out.
Yeah.
I have got a wedding to organise and his parents are coming here tonight.
This is the total embodiment of Bridezilla right now.
And now it's time to play a little game we like to call Bolly or Bollocks. So let's call friend of the pod and massive AbFab and French and Saunders fan, Christy. You may know her as Instagram's Kitchen Tiles or AbFab Sweetie.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey,
is that Christy?
This is me.
Oh, hey. This is Leo Cooper and Peter from Wheels on Fire. How are you, darling? I know you're working today, so sorry to interrupt. Thanks for making time for us.
Hey, this was a priority, so...
Busy with your pages?
Oh, yeah. We're about to start selling t-shirts. Oh.
Where will people be able to find those if they want to have a look?
Yeah. So there'll be a link on my profile.
Oh, and do you want to tell people what those profiles are so they can look you up? Not that they won't know already. They're going to know, but, you know, just in case.
My OG is at Kitchen Tiles for my French and Saunders page, and then at abfab.sweetie.
That's amazing.
On Instagram.
Let me ask you, what got you into AbFab, and how did you find out all about this fabulous show?
I got really into French and Saunders. I can remember AbFab being on, you know, when I was a teenager.
Yeah,
just in passing. I feel like that's a bit like me.
Yeah, like Peter. Like Peter. Watched it in passing. It was on in the background. Yeah.
And I think I'm about the same age as you all. I'm 39.
I'm 39!
Oh, 39.
I'm 39.
I'm eternally 39, so there we go.
For at least the next 5 years until I can't get away with
that's
it anymore.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, okay. Do you have a favourite episode, Kirsty? Christy.
Christy. That's okay. It is a tie between poor and death.
Oh, death is my favourite.
That's a great one.
Yeah. Series 2,
Okay, doke, so there is a reason that we called you, Christy, today, beyond just having a chat, which is lovely because we've been Insta friends for such a long time now, and it's nice to speak.
You all are some of my first Insta friends.
Oh, well, I like to think we were there at the beginning of each other's
Insta
lives. And we wondered if you would like to be the very first player of our new Wheels on Fire game, Bolly or Bollocks.
Yes.
We are going to throw out to you a list of a few things. If you, if it's something you love and you like and you support it, the answer is Bolly. If you don't like it, you're not into it, then the answer is Bollocks. So, Christy, if you are ready, let's play
Bolly or Bollocks.
Patsy's makeover of Gran and Saf for TVAM.
Bolly. Saffy looks hot in that chain dress.
She does.
She does, yeah. Bolly Stolly cocktails, darling.
Ooh, I can't say that I've actually had that, but I'll say Bolly.
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh, you said Bolly. Bolly.
Oh, we've had it.
Yeah. Oh, maybe
we've had it.
Maybe we'll talk to you again after you try it. Because yeah.
You won't say yes.
I'd be on the floor.
It would strip paint off the walls.
Yeah. So. Okay, next.
The world of PR.
Well, I think I'm a little bit in that world since I am like a self-proclaimed PR for AbFab. I'll say Bolly.
Oh, nice. You've got to say Bolly. Nice.
Minimalism.
Bollocks.
It's all a bit of bollocks, isn't it?
No, that's right. No, Bettina, no.
Turning 40.
Bollocks.
Oh, it's such bollocks, isn't it?
I feel like I want it to be Bolly, but I feel like it might be bollocks.
I feel like I'm trying to convince myself it's Bolly, but it's total bollocks.
Yes, it's hello, death. Hello.
Okay, how about pop specs?
Bolly.
No. Yeah. Oh, what? Pop specs.
What? Bombay mix?
Bollocks.
You tried it, right?
I tried it. That was disgusting.
Did you get it because you saw it on AbFab?
Yeah. Oh.
She's committed. She's committed.
Yeah.
Okay, my last one is Prosecco.
Bolly.
Okay. Really? Okay. Okay.
The affordable alternative.
She likes a fizz.
We might have to hang up on that.
Yeah, hanging up. Bye. Bye, Christy.
I like lots of alcohol.
There we go.
Oh, that's good girl.
A true Eddie Monsoon.
Yeah, definitely an Eddie Monsoon.
Getting your tits out on the top of the Eiffel Tower.
Bollocks.
Oh, that's a shame.
She's not for public nudity.
No.
Keep
the Europeans will get their boobs out, but not the Americans.
Keep it classy.
If I had the Bolly Stolly cocktail, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, I think we all would do.
Yeah.
We'll see you there.
All bets are off.
And the final one from us is the Wheels on Fire podcast.
Oh, Bolly, baby.
Yay! Christy, thank you so much for playing Bolly or Bollocks with us. What a pleasure. Lovely to speak to you.
Guys. Cheers, sweetie.
Cheers, sweetie.
Bye, darling.
Fabulous.
Well, that was good. Again. We're on to the next scene where Patsy has turned up at the show.
Oh, hi, Max. All right, Susie. Hello, Pat.
And the hair has changed to be, it's set for us. It's changed. It's set up for a fall.
It's set to fall out. You might look at it and think, oh, Patsy's at a fashion show, so she's changed her hair to a more kind of fashion forward look. Yeah. She's got this circular booth section at the front, but actually it's all
very
set
much
up
set up.
So it can fall out. Sitting next to Susie Menkes, who is a renowned fashion writer.
I love her necklace. Love it. Absolutely adore it.
She's a Vogue girl, right? Or she probably wouldn't have been here. She would have been International Herald Tribune and like in a, it's like a newspaper, right?
And Patsy is not happy that she is not front row at the show. So
she's switching
things. She takes it into your own hands.
Patsy sees herself as Susie Menkes level. She's like, you're not on my level. You'll never be on my level. But I'm going to move these cards.
But that's total Patsy energy. I sit where I want to sit. Fuck all y'all.
I'm top dog.
Yeah.
I'm top bitch around here. They'll be quaking in their boots.
Yeah.
I bet Patsy is in Anna Wintour's seat.
Although, well, Anna Wintour never turns up. I feel like that's not very...
Or Anna Wintour
never
get
turns up
let
for
in.
This show, I mean. Does well, yeah, not turn up for this
she
show.
She would have been there.
She would have been there, yeah.
Maybe she didn't get let in, like that little bit where, you know, she didn't get let into the club and that girl didn't let her in.
Who are you?
Who are you? And she was like, well, I don't know who you are.
I'm
Anna. Some kid. I didn't know who you are.
Anna bloody Wintour.
That was funny. Yeah.
But Mags is here, giving very Mags energy.
Prada, Gucci, Armani, Versace, shit kitsch with mafia money.
Oh, Magda says kitsch.
Shit, kitsch.
Kitsch. And we just spoke to Christine Kitchen Tiles. Even though I bloody called her Kirsty, the whole I was like, I mustn't call her Kirsty.
You did.
All right, Kirsty.
What, Kirsty Grill?
And she was like, oh, fuck off. I've had it my whole life. I should have been saying one of the things. Getting called Kirsty.
Bollocks.
And does Valentino really look like a constipated arsehole?
I mean, yeah. His face, it's like pursed.
The lines are so good they give to her. Because she delivers them so well and so just so real. Like, she's just like one of you. She's one of the common people. Yeah. I like it. I like her lines. They're always so good and so quick. And you need you need the subtitles to really get her.
And she's probably dragging the fashion industry.
Yeah, she really is.
New dimension in transparency.
It's tits in cling film.
It's like, this is how they present it to you. They try to tell you that it's like the second coming, but really it's just tits in cling film.
It's the Emperor's New Clothes, isn't it? It's all shit, really. Yeah.
Susie Menkes is quite a good actress.
Yeah, she's really good. For a cameo.
Yeah, for she's a cameo of someone who's not an actress. Yeah. Like, she's a fashion editor or fashion whatever. The way she like pulls off her glasses, she's like, come on, girl. Get together and start
it. She's probably had to do this in real life.
Maybe, yeah. She's just channeling.
She's had a lot of people that have come on, sat next to her, and they're imposters. Yeah. When
she was sat next to Victoria Beckham, who got front row seats. Kim Kardashian getting front row seats at a fashion show, and Susie Menkes is like, ugh, here's another one. Lift up your sunnies, sweetie.
Patsy's got full imposter syndrome.
Imposter syndrome.
That's a good drag name.
What?
Imposter syndrome.
Oh, I'm going to add that to the list.
Yeah. And her ankle length was it grazing the floor. Help me, you bitch!
We've moved back to the kitchen. And the in-laws-to-be are about to arrive.
Mm.
Safi's done up to the nines. Her hair's up. Her face is beat. She's wearing a very dowdy, but very sort of formal-ish.
She looks like she's going to a funeral.
Well, yeah. I feel like this is her projecting again, though. Yeah. It's her. She's
the hair, very funeral hair as well. It's not like, fun, is it?
She's not having a good time.
No.
And Eddie says she's dressed down, but she's wearing the Italian dream, a jumper that says the Italian dream.
I love
that leather batty right.
Yeah,
it's a little bit on the nose, that jumper, because she sort of doesn't care. She's like, who are they? Italian? Oh, that'll do. Yeah. I'll wear it.
Because she thinks there's some cheap Italian who will like this look. Some gauche.
Tacky Italian. Knock off
Gucci.
Well, I do, darling. I dress down. Didn't want to overawe them.
So the Ferrizzis buzz the door. They've arrived. Eddie's discovered who they really are, and she's very excited by what she's just found out. They're buzzing the door, and she says she'll deal with them. She runs upstairs, but as they're buzzing, she still has time to run fully upstairs and completely change her outfit.
This has got to be the quickest change she's ever done.
And when she answers the door, they're not angry. They'll be like, they're not like, we've been standing here for 15 fucking minutes while we heard you throwing clothes about upstairs. No, they're just like, hey, we're here.
Is it like some twink? You know, who've called off Grindr and you pretending not to be in. But they're buzzing at the door still because they're just, like, freaking desperate.
Oh, how nice. But I could never live in a place like this. I'm claustrophobic. Don't take your glasses off, Carlo.
Is Carlo a gangster or is he actually an industrialist? Because the way he walks
is an industrialist?
Well, you know.
I feel like it's a bit vague. That could be anything.
I think he's a gangster because the way he's got his coat over his shoulders, his sunglasses on and his cigar on, I think Carlo's a gangster. She's the former air hostess that he picked up and then married and made an honest woman of, but really she's got a shady past, which we will hear
because I was wondering why she was still flying. If she was rich now, she's still being an air hostess.
I don't think she's still an air hostess.
Because he goes, his wife is an air hostess.
More like was. I don't think she is now.
Oh, what was. Yeah, right, okay.
She's
still flying. It's like these people who win the lottery. She stayed in her job.
She's not that grill.
She definitely, if she was an air hostess, who do you think she's flying with? Who do you think's their flag?
Emirates.
Emirates.
Because Emirates is like bad money.
She's definitely not a virgin girl, is she?
Oh, are we there? Well, I thought it might go on through.
This bit, when she then says, Peter, let me tell you, the other day we went round. Oh, I said we went for champagne and nibbles at a CrossFit friend's house, right? She's got this beautiful house. It looks out onto the beach, sea views. And when she took us on a tour of her house and we went upstairs, right? On her landing, she had a great big mirror. And Cooper was like, oh, I thought it went on through. It's just the mirror.
Well, sometimes you've got to read people down a little bit. You know what I mean? Make them like, look your nose down a little bit. Like, ugh.
Bring their feet back down to
her. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, it doesn't go through. It's just the mirror. Oh,
you're trying to walk through it. Just hitting the wall.
It is a beautiful act.
I've had the Danish royal family staying for the Champagne Challenge of Cows, the Lloyd Webbers for the Prix de l'Arc Napoleon Brandy Steaks, and the Empress Faradiba for the Bollinger American Express Venice Opera Celebrity Polo Cup.
So this bitch is reeling off the week she's had. Hell of a week.
Hell of a week, Cathy.
She's had everything going on.
Also, this bitch is a really good actress. The way she plays the part is brilliant. She's like on it, whereas the dad... not so much.
Well, he hasn't got to say anything.
No, I know. But just the way when he leans down and drops his glasses. Yeah, he's, like, oh, my God.
It's poor acting. She's on it.
He's Amdram and yeah. She's like profesh.
Yeah. Maybe she.
Well.
I'm just about to find out.
So Eddie's got Hooga Beluga.
Oh, we've had some of that.
The mum asks her, is it beluga or sabruga?
Well.
Do you reckon she's got any of Empress Faradiba's Haluga Beluga vegan caviar?
Well, that's what it
vegan
is.
Style caviar, oh, vegan style caviar. Let's not misrepresent.
Get it right, or we won't get paid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, get it right. Yeah.
Get it right.
Sponsorship.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's the epitome of
Eddie
caviar.
Says she's got it. She's a trailblazer in the 90s. Yeah.
She's PRing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, Eddie would PR that shit.
It's pure munch.
Excuse me, I'm just going to go and sacrifice some old potatoes.
And so Eddie storms out because she's had quite enough of those oldies parked on the road, taking all her power. And I'm quite surprised she didn't have another near-death experience cutting through these wires.
It gives me anxiety to watch her cut with a knife through electrical cables.
Yeah.
I like her boots, though.
In those days, I had my own ministry. Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
You know when you get stuck at someone next to someone at a party who you just don't want to talk to and they just keep on talking?
That's
very Bo.
Do you know what? I would 100% rather get stuck with Bo at a party than be stuck with Paolo's mum. Can you imagine her? Full on.
We have one of our homes in Del Mar, close to the Rothschilds.
Bragging dragon.
Yeah.
The Braggin Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's classic now when we go away and
the Braggin Dragon going on about all her things she's done and all the places she's been. Five horses. Like, oh, fuck me dead.
Yeah, you can. That can be your little code. You can be like, oh, breathe and fire. Are we?
Yeah.
Oh, breathe
and fire. No.
Khaleesi. It can be like, Dracarys.
That is it.
That's it. Yeah, if you're stuck with a Braggin Dragon, just go, Dracarys.
Dracarys, girl.
No one will
Sorry?
Know.
Sorry?
Never mind.
We have collections in three major capital cities. One in the National Gallery.
Oh. Dracarys.
Why, him?
Yeah, I was shocked, Eddie.
This is cringy.
And then
toilet bit.
As if we needed confirmation that Paolo is a slime ball.
Yeah.
He's in the toilet doing coke off the toilet seat.
Gross.
That girl is disgusting, isn't it?
It's tragic.
With Patsy.
I mean, you've never done that.
Not off the seat.
Oh, right. What if the toilet's built into the wall and there's no site? What do you call it? Cistern. Cistern.
Then do a bump off your
Hey,
pee.
Cistern!
Then you do a bump off of your tote bag. What was it called?
Your Kets. Oh, no, your
golden Kets bag.
Kets spoon.
Kets spoon.
Your caviar spoon tote charm.
Yeah.
Then you do a bump off of your caviar spoon tote charm.
I mean, that's not what it's for, but...
it's multifunctional.
It is. If you've got it hanging off your bag... use it. Yeah,
exactly.
It has a function.
It has a function.
Yeah. Empress Faradiba.
Do it off that. Be classy.
Paolo's a scumbag.
Yeah, if you ever needed to know it.
Because you know Safi doesn't want to be going out with a cokehead.
Yes, thank you.
No.
That's not her vibe.
No.
Is it anyone's vibe to go out for cokehead?
Dealer or...
Procurer.
Oh, and actually, in case anyone out there is wondering about whether they want to take up that offer to get the caviar spoon tote charm, Eddie's actually wearing one around her neck at the moment. So you can have a look; it's part of her charms.
Check. Yeah, we've went back.
It's on the edge. You just see it there.
We've went back in the episode and retrofitted the episode with the caviar spoon tote charm.
It's fabulous.
When I used to watch this years ago, and they like do the coke, I was aware of what they were doing, like as a young'un.
Mm.
Now that I'm older and I'm more aware of when people have done that, what they're like, it's so ratchet to me. I know probably you two can look at me and be like, ugh, get over yourself. I'm just like, ugh, just going up to the bathroom. It's not even a party. It's just like in a house and someone's parents have come around and you're fucking doing coke upstairs. Is it the night? And that's what makes me laugh. Everyone's there, look, they've put on their best clothes. It's like they're high society. And we know this person, we know this royal family, we know the Rothschilds.
But everyone just does coke, darling, get over it.
And then we're just on our knees at a toilet sniffing something.
But you don't do it on a toilet seat. Nobody does it on a toilet seat.
Just do a bump out of a bag.
Just do a key bump.
Do a bump out of your tote charm.
Oh, your tote charm, yeah. Sorry.
I love how in this episode it's really progressed from Bolly being the standard, because in the previous episodes Eddie would go to Patsy, go downstairs and get Bolly, don't get Moe, get Bolly. But now she's sending her down and she's like, get Krug. We've really leveled up
with the time. She's in PR, she's always on the cutting edge.
She wants the good shit.
Now look, I need a drink, go down and get a bottle of Krug, William. I can't face that woman again.
Look at Bo in the background, just like she's fucked out of her face. Look at her.
Bo's had a bump off that Bo's just having, charm.
Yeah. Bo's just having a lovely time.
Because she's, look, free champagne, Krug. She's drinking Krug.
Yeah.
And she's, you know what? Bo is...
Bo's a glass half full kind of gal. Yeah.
She is.
Yeah.
But Paolo's mum is not into Safi.
No.
And it's kind of like you didn't see her before.
Darling boy, she's not good enough for you. She's a squirrel.
So they leave. And they head up the stairs to the jet, because that's the fantasy.
The Ferruzzi's.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember that bitch read us for going away on holiday? And she flew her private jet to get her dogs back to her house halfway across America.
Oh my God, so during COVID, we went on holiday, right? And we'd had...
We'd had this
holiday booked before COVID. It was all paid for. It was a family holiday.
I had a lot of things booked before COVID that I didn't do because it was...
We were allowed to travel. We couldn't get the money back. We tried. Mm-hmm. It was during the period where we were allowed to travel.
Yep.
The country where we went, you were allowed to travel there. In fact, they were begging people to come.
You broke no rules,
Leon.
You broke no rules.
We went
through
all the hoops to get there. When we got there, I had this guy on Instagram messaging who previously had seemingly been friendly, like, you know, traveling during a pandemic. You know, people had this real kind of
really, like, holier than thou.
During a pandemic, you traveled. Mm-hmm. And yet, do you know what she had on her social media when I did a bit of digging? She was flying private jet with her dogs from the east to west coast of America because they can't face a car journey.
Was that during COVID?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
where do people get off? And he sent me this long, like, 10 message tirade in DM.
Tell him we don't care what she thinks.
When Eddie runs across the landing pissed, she does a laugh that's like the woman who was in the audience in the last episode.
Anushka?
This is... Abfab perfection. This is brilliance. Mm-hmm. This scene.
Kalicia, what do you want? Don't you remember me? No.
Where Patsy accosts the Ferruzzi's mum, Kalicia Clegg, in the upstairs bathroom is brilliant. And there are so many layers as to why this is such a good scene.
Room service, I brought something hot up.
So, Kalicia Clegg, Paolo's mum. Actress Carmen de Sorte.
Okay.
She was a Bond girl with Joanna Lumley.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, not with her, not in the same film, but she was in The Man with the Golden Gun.
That's right.
Yeah, she played the character, the belly dancer. She wasn't naked snake charmer Sabina, but she was almost naked belly dancer Seda. She's very similar.
That's amazing because they're both Bond girls.
They're both Bond girls.
That's amazing.
She was a Bond girl with me.
Because what was Joanna Lumley in?
She was in the one where she was serving the potatoes.
On Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Yeah, and she was doing the potatoes.
Oh, on Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Oh, triggered.
Oh, now it would be on His Majesty's Secret Service.
Oh, it doesn't sound the same, does it?
Anyway, so...
Nothing sounds the same.
Joanna Lumley was in that Bond film. This actress, Kalicia Clegg, Carmen de Sortoy, was in the other Bond film. And... So, you know, when then Patsy goes, oh, remember that, you know, naked snake charmer. What was it? A bit of this. And she does that move where it looks like she's pulling, like...
The floss.
Pulling a floss, like, through between her legs.
Remember, darling?
You bitch!
She does that move in the film.
Oh.
In The Man with the Golden Gun.
She does it.
She does. Kalicia Clegg does this move where it looks like... So, when she's...
Before Fortnite.
So, she's fully taking the piss. As an actor, she's probably trying to make her laugh. When Joanna Lumley's like, remember this, a bit of that.
And if I'm not mistaken...
That's the move that she does with one hand in front and one hand behind, just like Patsy does. So, how she doesn't crack up... And she's the one also who, in her belly button, she's got, like, the golden bullet where it hit the wall. And she takes that, she puts it in her belly button. And then Bond, who is Roger Moore in her film, like, he accidentally swallows it. And then when he leaves, she goes,
I've lost my charm!
And then he looks at you, he's like...
Not from where I'm standing.
as he looks at her toe charm hanging off her belly jewels.
Her caviar.
I've lost my charm.
Limited edition caviar spoon toe charm.
And he said, my caviar charm.
All you need to do is order some more Empress Faradibas vegan style caviar.
Do you know my favourite Roger Moore line? Talking of them, we know the one where it's that horse rider instructor. She's called Jenny Flex.
Oh.
And he goes to her. She goes, I'm Jenny Flex. He goes, of course you are. That's my favourite. I think she's my favourite, Jenny Flex.
Well, I did my bit.
Yeah, well, she's more man than you'll ever be.
I feel like this is homophobia when Eddie says to Justin, she's more man than you ever be.
Yeah, yeah, very. And then Patsy follows it up with, like, we'll be all right, mate.
Yeah, very homophobic.
All right, Dan. All right,
so it's been quite a successful day. We've managed to keep Calicia Clegg on playing ball.
Perfect, perfect puppet wife.
The wedding's going to happen, and now Eddie and Patsy are just getting ready for bed. But I don't think I noticed the first time I watched this that Patsy is sleeping on like a bed at the end of the bed, and when it cuts to the bedroom, she's circling the bed like a dog just before it like gets ready to sleep. And Eddie like is like beckons her onto the bed and is like, no, no, you come on, you can sleep with us.
But I feel like Patsy's been there before. She slept on the floor.
Turn off the light.
Good morning and welcome to the kitchen with Safi and Sarah, aka Titi Kaka.
I find him really frightening.
Yes, well, you find everyone frightening.
Safi really didn't address Sarah's mental illness because she finds everyone frightening. She's obviously got some issues there. It's just brushed over. You find everyone frightening.
But look, also, Sarah says, I find him Sarah's frightening. Yeah. There's something wrong with him.
Sarah's right. Yeah. He is, but because of who Sarah is, Safi's able to brush it off.
Yeah.
Like, if it had been anyone else, like, if Eddie had said, I find him really frightening, then Safi might have taken notice. But because it's Sarah, Sarah's just, like, the wrong friend to be talking about this to.
Yeah. And she just tramples her. You find everyone frightening.
Exactly.
But then she says, I'm going to change him. So she does kind of recognise or acknowledge that there is something not right with him, something sinister.
Yeah.
And that's what I was going to ask. Can you change a man?
Don't worry, I'm going to change him.
I don't think you can proactively go, I'm going to change this person into this thing, I'm going to mould them. I don't think you can do that. But people do change over time. So
people can have an effect on other people.
By virtue of being with someone, you're likely to change.
It's a fool's game.
Because some people naturally are more, like, I feel like I'm a bit of a chameleon type person where, oh God, remember what was it my mum said to me about how I've been different when I've been with, she went, you're up David's ass. She went, you are, mate.
Yeah.
You're up David's ass. Like, and you've been different since you've been with him. But I feel like I'm quite like that when I'm with different people anyway. Yeah. I'll kind of change.
Adaptable.
Yeah.
I think I'm like that too. Yeah. I can be adaptable.
It's because we're sociopaths.
No, I feel like that can be a good quality. Yeah. I don't think that's a bad quality.
Okay. I feel like it's emotional intelligence to be able to go, this is how I fit in with
exactly.
This person.
And if you're acting the same as you always are around the same people, then you've got no...
And it's not being reactive to everything based on... It's not like... Yeah, it is, you're right.
You're not
it's
like a bull in a china shop who's like, this is me, and I don't care where I am or who I'm with.
God, this is me. And I'm not going to change for no one. Yeah. It makes me vom. All those people on Big Brother. And there's a gay on Married at First Sight UK who says,
this is me, I'm just like that, and I'm not changing for no one.
Oh,
oh my God, you should watch it. It's hilarious.
Yeah, we'll watch it when we eat.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Will there be champagne at the wedding? Oh yes, loads of bubbly.
The way Safi calls it bubbly.
Oh, yeah, there'll be loads of bubbly,
loads
darling.
Loads of bubbly, sweetie.
Oh, sweetie.
Who's Safi? She is.
Prosecco for you.
Want limo so long they got stretch marks, and for flowers, just mow the Netherlands.
When Eddie is giving the orders to Katrina about how she wants for the wedding, just mow the Netherlands and no expense spared, it gives me season one, episode one vibes of when she's planning for the fashion show.
I want four huge video screens down either side of the catwalk. Sad but beautiful children. Happy gay couples. Slogans like world health, no pollution, fashion cares. All right, darling.
She's in work mode. This is where Eddie thrives.
Isn't it?
Speaking of, is there someone missing? Guess again. Bubble. Peter's got it. Where's Bubble?
She's not in the two-parter.
There'd be lots of bubbles. Well, there's not lots of bubbles in this episode, Safi.
There'd be no bubbles.
There's no bubbles. Mm-hmm. Maybe that was a dig.
I'll be really annoyed if I've missed lunch.
So, there's no bubble here.
No, she must have been busy.
She was doing a little voice.
Little voice. Yeah. And I think she was over-portraying Bubble at this point.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right.
She's a dramatic actress.
Yeah. She was.
people it on every seat if you're lucky, all right?
Patsy's look here.
Yeah,
outside,
I was wondering if you were going to talk about her
outside
look.
The florist is kind of reviving the skiing look.
It's the same hair and the glasses.
Yeah.
Very sexy. Very, I love it.
She looks great. Look. Yeah, she looks great.
Whereas Eddie's getting shit done in camo.
I think you're in for a bit of a treat, my dear.
So they've arrived at the shop of Christian Lacroix.
Mm. Eddie's place of worship.
Yeah, her church.
Mm-hmm.
Kisses the door frame.
Yeah.
The woman who works in there reminds me of the woman who used to do the voiceovers with like Graham Norton on stuff like Carnal Knowledge. She was on with him.
Oh, really?
And the voiceover on Eurotrash.
Yeah. I can see her face. It's very her.
Very that. She looks similar to her as well. Yeah. What's her name?
Maria McCurlin.
What Eurotrash really wants to know is why the lovely Melinda Messenger is sitting on a toadstool.
So they look similar.
Yeah.
And I like that Eddie's had a full outfit change in the back of the car, in the boot of the car, because she said she couldn't meet Christian Lacroix. Her armies.
No.
She was in like full combat gear because she was working.
She's been a leopards.
Now she's got a dress up in her leopard.
I mean, it's quite tragic now. This shop, you know, would have been, well, Eddie does look terrible, but the stuff you find in Lacroix now, you can find in TK Maxx. It's quite sad, really.
That is a very now look, the sad reject look.
I like that when Eddie falls to the floor to like kiss Christian Lacroix's feet and Patsy steps in to say hi to him, she just straddles Eddie. She's just like, cool, hi, Patsy Stone, you might know me.
Of course not.
I don't think he knows either of them.
He is puzzled by this
puzzled whole
scenario.
He doesn't want to know either of them either.
And I like that as soon as she's in front of Lacroix, she's like, no, let him do whatever he wants. After saying to Safi before, this is your day, it's whatever you want.
Look at the bitch shop girl behind. Look at her legs.
Oh, it's different. That's a different girl.
Oh, it's a different one.
She's well in the Gap Club. Look
at
her. Yeah,
she's
gone.
So the girl stood at the back of the dressing room with Christian Lacroix. Her thighs do not touch. Even at the top, look, they go. Look how short her skirt is.
Yeah.
It's almost inappropriate. Oof.
Yeah. Woo. Ginger as well. He must only hire gingers. Troublemakers.
Morning, wedding girl.
Morning.
The morning of the wedding day.
In the padded cell.
We are in the padded cell. And Eddie enters and she's very, like, she's very mumsy.
Calm.
She's calm. She's, morning, wedding girl.
Gentle wake up.
Look. The curtains.
Safi's got
her the molecules. They're still out. Yeah.
DNA on her desk.
Those fucking molecules will haunt her for the rest of her life.
Time to forget molecules. And time to be a grown-up girl.
And it
girl.
Just appears that Eddie's just having a little mother-daughter chat on her wedding day. She's like, are you excited? Did you sleep? And she does say one thing. She says that she never got the chance to get nervous because she never had the build-up for her wedding.
Yeah.
Does that mean, was it a shotgun? Or was it, was she pregnant? Or what was it?
Yeah.
She never had the build-up.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, it was a quickie.
We're talking of no build-up. This was like, doing it on Wednesday, like in a couple of days. Yeah, there's no build-up for this. This is probably more shotgun than that was.
It's got to be within the 7 days, so come on.
But then, this was not the mother-daughter chat that Safi thinks it is.
You don't normally come up and see me in the morning.
No, I don't. Do I, darling? Right, come in, Pat! I've got it!
It was actually full assault.
Safi's like a peanut.
Yeah, because she's about to get assaulted.
The redness will go, the redness will go.
Oh, God, can we
look
just
at
pause
her.
It for a moment for Nikki Clark?
Pause it.
Nikki Clark!
Who was it not? You and I were discussing, and I told you he was straight, and you were like, what?
Oh, my God, Nikki Clark.
Oh,
and then
straight?
I googled it, and he's married. Yeah, see, I always saw him as straight. I never thought he was gay.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, she's gay, though, right?
No,
married to a woman.
Look at her hair. With those leather, should Nick to Eddie's leather biker pants.
He just seems like flossy straight man, but I don't get
it. Is
gay.
He giving you Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen?
Yes.
Camp.
Yes,
but
camp.
Straight.
It's camp. Yeah.
Camp isn't necessarily gay.
Yeah.
No.
Nikki Clark.
Fucking hell.
I mean, that screams cunt to me.
See, that screams cunt, but not gay, though. I feel like he's just straight camp cunt.
Bruce, darling, come on. Wedding, darling.
So when they're on the street and Patsy's knocking on the window of Bruce Oldfield Couture saying, come on, darling, wedding. Come on, Bruce. You know what that outfit is that she's wearing? Who is exactly the same as? You know Royce, the New York woman? You know, garbage. It's
garbage.
It's that same hat.
It's the same.
Outfit.
God.
Yeah.
Garbage. Garbage that
I don't want.
Love that garbage.
And Fleur's out there handing out her flowers for a new business venture.
Oh, Fleur's finally in the fucking episode. Yeah. God, Jesus.
Big up to Harriet. Yeah. And she is, sweetie.
I like that Mags has been like, come on, don't do that. It's a bit embarrassing. But she still continues to like backhanded get the flowers out to the people walking by.
And by the time they're in the church, everyone's got a pink flyer in their hand.
Yeah.
So they've got their like order of service and the pink flyer from Fleur.
God knows. What is she flogging on those flyers?
Well, the funny thing
is...
Well, should we ask her?
Harriet, in The Last Shout Part 2, at the wedding, Fleur is seen maniacally handing out her flyers for whatever her latest little business is. Fleur's something. Now, you may or may not recall what was printed on those flyers, but what do you think it was most likely to be?
Moist is my word du jour.
Flyers with just the word moist on it.
Yeah. I think so, darling. Yeah, exactly.
Revamp makeover,
creative hairdressing.
Ah.
Well done, Pete.
Yeah.
Revamp makeover, creative hairdressing.
So there is also one shot, like one cell of one frame where you can see on the flyer and it says, Fleur, hairdressing at its best.
Oh.
That's what it says.
And she's good. She's advertising it well because she's got those phenomenal extension pony in.
I know.
What would you think would be included in a Fleur revamp?
Well, mint douche. A menthol douche.
That is a thought.
Nails.
Yeah. Nails.
Anal rejuvenation.
Bleaching.
Bleaching.
If you were going to have your anus rejuvenated, what would that look like?
Busted.
What, yeah. After the rejuvenation?
Oh, before.
Full-scale renovation for you, right?
I think I'd want it just, like, smooth.
That bloody sushi breakfast at UK Gold keeps repeating on me.
So Mag says that sushi breakfast at UK Gold keeps repeating on me. Has she been, like, a guest on UK Gold, or is it
That's probably what was in the green room.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God, I hope she wasn't eating Empress... Faraday bars. Pooga Beluga, vegan-style caviar.
Well, is it vegan? I'm not sure.
No, she was eating...
Vegan-style.
Vegan-style. Sorry.
Yeah. It's giving her the shits.
It's pure munch.
Oh, look, they're at San Lorenzo. Isn't that where...
Where they're going to take them. In the dreams. San Lorenzo.
Back in the episode where there's the flashback to Eddie and Patsy at school and the little sex episode, and the boys are like, I'd like you to take you out for dinner. And Eddie goes, San Lorenzo?
Yes, mother. There you go. Have you been there?
Yeah, where is it? Max was having lunch, Mayfair.
One day when I'm older, I'd like to take you out to dinner.
With San Lorenzo?
Yes.
Why do they laugh? Why is there a crowd laughing at this little boy singing?
Because he's singing Lola, because the song is like a pop song. Lola's like a song from the 80s or something, isn't it? That's why they're laughing, because he's singing. Oh,
dedicated follower of fashion. Song changes.
Yeah.
Ooh, what fashion.
If anyone can show any just cause why they may not lawfully be joined together in marriage, let them now declare it.
So this is it. Eddie ascends. She stands up.
What's going through her mind is, I was saved for a reason. I don't know what that reason has been until now.
Mm.
She's like, I've been brought back to save... If I wasn't here, Safi would marry him. Because that was happening before I was dying.
Is it a moment of clarity?
And this is a moment. This is her Oprah aha moment.
And God told me, darling, that I was saved.
And she's like, this is it. This is what I need to say something. I don't want to say anything. But Marianne Faithful gave me instructions. I was not done yet. And this is what I must do. She knows she has to do it. So she has to do it. And that's the whole... This is her purpose.
This is why I was sent back.
No! 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 No!
Channeling the dolphin.
Would you do it? Would you, if you knew in your heart,
if it was my daughter,
in your heart of hearts, it was the wrong thing?
I mean, I wouldn't even go to the wedding in the first place.
You wouldn't be invited.
You wouldn't go to your daughter's wedding.
I mean, there'd be no daughter.
But what if you did?
Okay, it's a hypothetical.
Okay, if I was at a family member's wedding and I thought they shouldn't do it, I'd probably just let them fucking do it. Like, it's their life, their decision.
I think it wouldn't get this
far. But
then
if God had sent me back.
Yeah,
right?
I'd be like, oh my God, first of all, I'd be like, there's an actual God.
Sorry, if She-Ra had sent you back to this
moment.
Oh
my God. If She-Ra had sent you back.
Leon, you've got a purpose. You have to figure out what it is.
No!
I'd be like, this would be me now. I'd be, look, Eddie standing up, it'd be this.
Playing it on the organ.
Yeah, okay. I would if Shira sent me back.
Yeah.
You'd have to, I think. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If you knew something was wrong, but I think I'm kind of in Leon's boat.
I mean, this is all say anything. Fantasy and theory, but have you ever been at a wedding where something drama happened, like something kicked off at a wedding?
I've heard some disastrous speeches.
Right.
Yeah. There's nothing more cringe than a speech
that bombs.
Oh
my God. I was at this one wedding for my good friend. Remember this. Cooper, you were there.
Was I?
And they had, you know, instead of a guest book, they had this like big canvas that people could write notes on. So it's like a big canvas with a picture of them in the middle and then just white space around it. And then markers that people could write, you know, congratulations and all of this, whatever things people write at weddings. I don't know. I don't care about weddings.
FYI, Leon's eye rolling so hard he's barely able to see.
I know. His eyes have gone flipped round.
I don't know if anyone's realised, but I don't really like weddings. And then in the morning, we got up and me and my friend, she was the one that got married. We said, oh, let's go and collect all the stuff. We went and got this canvas. We were just like, oh, read you the message. Someone had written on the canvas, fuck you, right? A guest at the wedding. And then somewhere someone had written, I will rip your kids. And they didn't have any kids at this point. Out. They didn't have any kids. It was before they had kids. But still, all I can think was that in the moment when they were drunk.
This is a c***'s wedding.
Yeah, lads, like lads, banter. Someone wrote, obviously thought it was hilarious.
That's not lad banter. Well, I will... It's not lad banter.
Maybe it was the priest.
That's right. That is...
God. And then Adina with the fortune cookie on her head lurches.
That is a fortune cookie.
It's a fortune cookie.
Fortune cookie happens.
And Safi's fortune says, you are not getting married today.
She's cracked that cookie.
Not on today, Saffron.
Safi doesn't do cookies. Well, Grant doesn't do cookies. But Adina Monsoon does fortune cookies on her head.
Adina wears them.
Look at Oliver side-eyeing Eddie as she throws herself at the front.
Oliver looks like...
And the Gucci girl. She's like, what?
No! The Gucci girl's checked out. She's like, oh.
Safi's tits are nice.
Safi doesn't even know what's about to happen. Eddie's just like, no, no, this cannot happen.
Yeah.
I've never felt so sure that I need to do
Flair,
this.
Flair in the background. See, just Flair's little head.
Looking her nose down. And that's it. And that she calls it off. She's like,
she
it's not happening.
She stops the wedding and chaos ensues.
No one even goes for a second.
Why?
Or what? Why?
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day. Oh, it's just sad because when the chaos ensues, and in that moment you'd be the same because, you know, Safi had resigned to the fact she was getting married. Whether she was fully happy about it that we've talked about before, we're not sure. But she's so distraught. Like, she'll be embarrassed. She's, like, not feeling it. She's like, Mum, what the fuck are
she's
you devoted. Doing?
She's in this massive church. She's been humiliated. She's got everyone there.
I invited all these people to this huge wedding and flew everyone out. I wasted everyone's time. You know, I wasted everyone's money. I wasted everyone's everything. And I feel bad. You don't think I feel bad?
The quote-unquote best day of her life. It's her wedding day. Yeah. And her mum fucking lurches herself.
But no one really stops Eddie. Like, Justin doesn't stop her.
That's probably because they all know. They all know.
Yeah, they all know deep down.
And they just get the choir to start singing. Like, the money has been paid. You've had your feet. Get singing. Oh, happy day. Cringe.
That's what they know. That's what they've rehearsed. They can't just suddenly fucking sing.
Your choir would. Can you imagine if I went...
It was a perfect illusion. Mistaken for love.
Can you imagine if I went to your choir and I, like, started kicking off your lock, but we're still going to do the number.
You wouldn't want to do that one. You would do it like an Adele number, wouldn't you?
Oh, sad.
Never mind,
sad.
I'll find someone like you.
Look at Saf's bosom as well.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, that's why she needed the straps.
Yeah.
She'll need straps. She's like me.
Quite big tits.
It's a bit ripe, though. They're all in black. Oh, go back.
What is her t-shirt?
She's got a new t-shirt.
God
Who?
Is.
Millie.
Molly.
Has got a new t-shirt.
Millie. She's got her special wedding t-shirt out.
Do you know
God
what?
God is dedication.
God is dedication.
God is...
What does that mean?
I mean, it's definitely education.
God is medication.
God is medication.
God is my medication.
God is my medication.
Oh,
I mean,
gosh.
If it's... Yeah.
God is medication.
God is my medication.
Let's go with that.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
better than dedication.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't need drugs. I got God. Yeah. That's very American.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God is my medication.
Fucking, yeah. Evangelical weirdo.
Oof. Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Also, as we're looking at that, buzzing that this is all going on.
Yeah.
Millie.
Yeah.
Gran's mortified and Millie's like never seen this Gran's is the best what? Thing she's ever mortified.
I think Millie's chaos. She's a chaotic
she's
bottom.
A bringer of chaos.
Yeah, she's a chaos.
I mean, we've seen her all through the episode. She's an absolute bringer of
yeah,
chaos.
Yeah, she's a chaos. She thrives on chaos. Mum is pushing the Gucci girl on Paolo.
Not wasting a minute.
Here's someone on your level.
Georgina.
Georgina.
Well, not on your eye level.
No, definitely not. And friend of the pod.
Georgina Grenfell.
Tom Holland.
Yeah.
No. Georgina.
Do you like sushi?
Oh, not that sushi Magda's just had. You've got to be peeing on him. Yeah. Don't have that TVAM sushi, darling.
No, don't.
The shit stuff.
The
UK Gaul.
UK Gaul.
Okay, so we're back. The credits have finished rolling. We're back in the kitchen. They're having a glass of Bolly each, and they're saying, you know, it's all done. That wasn't right for you, was it, Saf? Why has Saf got, like, American football shoulder pads in her cardigan?
I think she's just...
She's shrugging so hard.
She's just shrugging.
She's shrugged all day.
They are pads.
I think it's supposed to give the impression that she's shrugging.
It's so weird. It's such a weird look.
God, yeah, get that, that picture.
Is
weird.
But she is back to just dressing like herself, though.
Yeah.
She's got her little sad cardigans on. But they're, like, it's got a nice pattern. She's got a nice colour in her shirt. She's not... She was a lot more dowdy when Paolo was dressing her.
Yeah. And her hair's back to the frizzy...
I'm not saying this is better. It's just different.
Yeah.
Anyway. And then Eddie said to her, you know he wasn't right for you, didn't you? Is Eddie like a full kind of like gaslighter, manipulator? Or, you know, did she do the right thing?
No, she was right. She was right, though.
He wasn't right.
And they were doing it for the money. Like, it would have set up the family, but really, he wasn't right for her.
So in a way, that's actually quite a good thing for Eddie to do.
That's why she was brought back.
Because she could have just done it for the money and be like, married you off like Game of Thrones. Oh, like when he was going to marry that child, the little girl with the dreadlocks.
Oh, that was terrible.
So gross.
The fact that they even suggested it, I was like, oh.
I know.
That's how it worked back
then.
Yeah,
totally.
Well, not that that's real history. Okay.
Back then.
Dracarys. I was waiting for Charles to bring out his dragon once he ascends. Yeah.
He did. Camilla. Bring out Camilla.
Dracarys.
Oh, Dracarys, darling.
Long live the king.
This was... it was the right thing to do. I don't think she's gaslighting her.
And the thing is, for Saf, it's such a double-edged sword now, because on one hand, she knows she's had a lucky escape from a lifetime of really not being happy with Paolo. But at the same time, where is she now? She's back in the kitchen with these two vultures who treat her like shit to an extent.
But
it's comfortable. It's comfortable. We play to our type. We go back into those roles and where we feel comfortable.
She tried to break out. But this wasn't the one, though. This was not the one.
No, not the right one.
And we find out that Eddie and Patsy are off on a jaunt, and we assume that Safi didn't want the honeymoon. But they don't say where the honeymoon would be. Where would Safi's honeymoon be? Rome, because she'd be around all the churches and stuff.
Yeah, Rome. I was going to say Rome.
Up in the Sistine Chapel and looking at the ceiling and
somewhere
shit.
Somewhere like Puglia.
Yeah, Puglia.
Southern Italy.
Somewhere where she could visit a lot of museums and things.
Oh, I would love that for her.
Yeah,
she'd enjoy it.
She would.
But we know.
She's not on her honeymoon yet.
Eddie and Patsy are off.
Actually, a funny thing is, on the outtakes, they cheers and then they tell Safi to piss off at the end. And they're like, they laugh. And it can't be the last words we ever say is bollocks. They say bollocks to her. She goes, oh, you're going on the honeymoon. And they go like bollocks. They cheers and say piss off or bollocks or something.
Because again, this should be the end.
This should be the end.
This should be the next end.
Jesus. All right. More endings than Return of the King. But we'll be back.
Well,
we've already said
maybe. I mean, there's 30 years of Ab Fab this year. Yeah. So let's see if we can celebrate it with...
Something.
The whole cast.
A little soiree.
Get some people on. Get a sponsor.
30th anniversary.
What did you take from this?
I take away that, you know, it's never too late to make a difference. Because she realised her purpose. It could have been the end, but she stuck with it and then it came to her.
Yeah.
She saved her daughter.
Yeah. I think the idea of marrying up just for the sake of it is not, you know, it's not something to...
It's not an aspiration.
No. So, like, Paolo's mum, she obviously married up. She was an air hostess, and she married this guy. All right, maybe he was a gangster, whatever, we don't know, an industrialist. But she married up. She didn't seem particularly happy. He didn't really talk to her. She had to, like...
No, and her fulfilment was showing off.
Yeah.
That's where she got her fulfilment from. And that's not an existence.
No. And Safi could have become like her, marrying up to the son... and just going around and being dragged around and saying, oh, we're with these people, the Von Thiessens, the Rothschilds.
Yeah. But we know Safi wasn't happy with her even before the wedding. So, yeah, that wouldn't have been the one.
She's not a champagne socialist.
No.
She never has been. If you're going to marry, if you're going to have to marry, don't marry up.
Something sincere. Marry for love.
Marry for good sex, love, passion,
companionship.
Yeah. Don't marry to bring together the houses of Targaryen and Valyrian.
No, don't do it. And don't think you can change a man, really.
No, exactly.
So there we go. What a fabulous 4 hours I've just spent with you.
Yeah, I love it.
It was great. It was nice to be back amongst friends, talking about something we all know and love and having great people on today. Thank you to Kitchen Tiles for coming on.
Thank you, Christy. A treat. That was Bolly, darling.
That was Bolly. And thank you to the gorgeous Harriet Thorpe for coming on us? Thank you. Don't come on us, Harriet. Thank you to the gorgeous Harriet Thorpe. We've loved doing this podcast right up to the last shout. And with the 30th celebration, we may have a little treat for you. We'll so hold on tight.
Speaking of which, should we pop off and dance the night away?
Yeah, I mean, it's early. Let's go. 9:30. Let's go and get our dancing shoes on.
Let's out of here. I can't be around podcast too long. I get itchy. And on that note,
cheers, sweetie.
Thanks, darling.
Cheers, thanks a lot.
Oh, come on, let's out of here.